It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown.
Lots yeah, there, for a there fucking game full of tits, there was like a horrible lack. I mean, I'm sure it's because little
kids.
It's
PG-13. It's not going to be full of boobs.
The fucking video game's full of jiggling boobs.
They didn't jiggle. It was not like Dead or Alive. Dead or Alive had Dead or Alive had started the jiggling boob trend.
Have you played that new one? The new one's jiggle. It's graphic.
You jiggle.
They're really graphic.
This week on the B-Movie Breakdown, the fate of the universe will be decided, as it should be, in Mortal Kombat! This is the B-Movie Breakdown, episode number 67. 67.
Wow.
Almost 69. Get it?
Wow. No.
Ryan, do you get it?
I get it.
You get it. Good. Ryan got it.
SMH.
I'm Corey.
I'm Gina.
I'm Ryan.
And B-Movie Breakdown is a weekly podcast where we find the humor and enjoyment in low-budget, lesser-known films of the past and present, home of the good, the bad, the what the fuck. Each week's movie will be revealed on the prior episode so you too can join in on the madness. You can listen if you subscribe on iTunes, on our website, bnbpodcast.com, or on Stitcher. You can reach us on our site, email bnbpodcast@gmail.com, on Twitter at bnbpodcast, or on Facebook. Just search B-Movie Breakdown or B&B Podcast. Send suggestions our way. We take them and we'll watch that movie, whatever you suggest, if it's good, bad, or what the fuck, or just complete shit. This week on the podcast,
whoa,
we watched a movie Ryan was dying to see. He had never seen this movie. I'm surprised.
It's only been 20 years since it came out.
Yeah. I remember seeing this in the movie theater and being disappointed. There's only a couple times when I was younger being disappointed in the movie. Because, like, when you're younger, you're not disappointed too often.
You don't know. You don't have, like, a high brow.
Yeah. Yeah. There's only a couple times I was disappointed in the movie theater. One being this movie, and the other being the Mario Brothers movie.
I like that movie. Whatever, I love
it. I was disappointed in the theater seeing that movie. I remember being disappointed. I liked Double Dragon and Street Fighter, which are both awful movies, but I was disappointed by this and Mario Brothers.
I'll still watch that.
And this definitely has its reasons behind being disappointing to kids, because you come off the first one, which some people might look at as it's bad, it's stupid. I think it's a product of its time, and if you liked the game and then you saw that movie, honestly, I feel like the first one is probably the best video game movie.
I don't remember the first one at all.
But what are some other good video game movies? There aren't any. The Tomb Raider movies were like, okay.
I've never seen those.
They're alright.
I like Angie.
And like, everything else is like sucked. Prince of Persia was like, meh.
What about the Resident Evil movies?
Yeah, they suck.
I like that first one.
I've
okay.
seen all of them, and I don't know why I keep watching them, but they all suck.
I saw the first one.
As a fan of the game, they suck, because the game has a story that you can just translate straight from the game to the movie,
yeah.
And they decided to do their own thing, but implement the characters. That doesn't make any sense to me. When you have a story, why? I understand sometimes you can't do that, like you have to change things, like in comic book movies. There's like a thing where they can't do exactly what was in written in there. They have to slightly change things. But they still get things pretty much accurate in those movies. So I don't understand why they had to go such a dramatic, like, different route. And create an all-new character to be the lead. You had lead characters in those games. And then we need Mila Jovovich
to show
her boobs everywhere with her little tiny, like, she had, like, a little... somebody once described her nipples as, like, crunch berry nipples.
What?
Oops, all berries.
Oops, all berries.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
She just had, like, really hard nipples, and they were, like, looked like crunch berries, I guess. This was how... I remember somebody describing her nipples as that.
I'm wincing.
Somebody skipped breakfast that day.
Wow.
They did.
I can think of... There were... I used to... I got really excited when that first Silent Hill movie came.
I like the first Silent Hill movie.
It wasn't that bad.
Well, I think like the first time I saw it, I got really stoned, and then I was like, oh my god, oh my god.
I haven't seen the second one.
I saw it, the first one again a second time, and I loved it the first time, and then the second time I was like sober. I was like, what the fuck is this? And I hated it, so I don't know.
It came out like a year or so ago.
The second one was the Carnival.
Revelations.
It's horrible.
Oh, yeah,
we saw that shit. We saw that shit in 3D,
like,
on opening night.
You never, like, I don't know, like those games, you know, didn't have weapons, and you basically just had to run away and...
That game scared the shit out of me.
The game is fucking crazy as fuck. It's super scary.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as video game adaptations... Most of them don't have elements where you feel like you're watching a video game, because they're trying to translate it from game to big screen. This movie had so many just video game moves and power, and like, it would look like a video game a lot in times, where they were like, doing the kicks, it looked like, because the game had that look where it looked like real people.
It was very, like, literal, this movie.
So, the game already had that look where it was like that, I don't know, what was that style called?
Is a like a very early version of motion capture, but they used cameras, not wireframe.
Yeah.
So yeah, this movie, there's not much plot to it. But the one thing that doesn't happen too often in movies, it happens every now and then, but it starts literally exactly where the other one ended.
Mm-hmm.
Like, doesn't even skip a beat. It just keeps going. Like, you can just watch them back to back. You would get confused because many people aren't played by the same same actors. Raiden is no longer played by Christopher Lambert. It's played by...
Lamar.
What's his
name?
James Remar.
Right? Yeah.
James Remar.
Of Warriors fame.
Dexter's dad.
And Dexter.
Yeah. And then you get Katana, Liu Kang are the same. Johnny Cage, I thought, was the same, but he dies very early on, so it doesn't really matter. Yeah. Literally, they kill him. One of the main characters of the first movie dies in the first 5 minutes.
No!
And Sonya Blade, somebody completely different. Jax, he's only in the first movie for maybe 5 minutes, so it doesn't really matter that he's somebody else. But then all these other characters just come back to life. Scorpion, his head got chopped in half, blown up to pieces.
But
he's
already dead.
Yeah, I understand that. Just weird. Sub-Zero, he comes back, but it's his brother. There's just excuses to have these characters in these movies again.
Yeah.
Because they're the, like, iconic. But, like, I feel like the budget went down dramatically.
No way.
Or they spent way too much money on CG because the costumes were, like, piss poor.
It was like Star Trek, like, 60s
Some
style.
Of the costumes, especially the ninja ones for, like, Ermac and Rain and Smoke and Scorpion and Sub-Zero, they look like they bought them at the Halloween store.
Yeah.
They looked pitiful. Compared to the first movie, where they looked fucking awesome.
Who was the one with the rollerblading costume on?
Oh, that was Cyrax.
Cyrax, yeah.
This movie's budget
like
was $30 million, so it was more than the first one.
Oh, Jesus.
And it made $51 million at the box office. I think basically the success of the first one made people go see this one. You didn't know that it was going to be fucking awful. You know, you're excited.
Yeah.
Kids are excited to see it because it's Mortal Kombat. It's a sequel. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you leave and you're like, what the fuck did I just waste my money on? That, I mean, it happens. Unfortunately, it happened with this. Delete. The soundtrack says music by
Danny
Real
Elfman.
McCoy.
Oh, never mind. It said George Clinton, but it's a different George Clinton.
Not the of Parliament Funkadelic.
No,
fame.
No, it is not of the Parliament Funkadelic fame. It's somebody totally different. I was really like, whoa, at first. But yeah, a lot of people couldn't come back for this movie because of doing other movies and things like that.
And having wiser career choices.
Christopher Lambert was doing Beowulf at the time. He couldn't, so they decided to not wait for him to come. But then they were going to make a third one, and then he was going to be in the third one as Raiden. So, like, they just have this movie where he's not Raiden.
Stretch it thin until it tore in half.
Yeah. And
there was
never a third movie, but there is currently a YouTube series produced by Warner Brothers, who owns the franchise now, and it started off with a short film that this one director made, and it started Michael J. White as Jax, and Jeri Ryan as Sonya Blade. Jeri Ryan was on, like, Star Trek Voyager or Deep Space Nine or something like that. And it was, like, a short movie, and, like, it was huge on the web. It was, like, massive. Like, people loved it. Like, this is what it always should have been. And they made a YouTube series, and I think it's on its second season now on YouTube.
That's weird.
You can actually get the first season on, like, DVD and Blu-ray and stuff. It's on Machinima on their website and YouTube channel, and you wonder... I think they were trying to see if they... If people would still care.
So, yeah.
Like, care for something that wasn't the video game.
Yeah.
So they could maybe make a movie in theaters, but like, hey, we'll do this thing first.
Test the
and
waters.
And see how it goes. And it must be somewhat successful if they have another season. I've never watched it, so I don't know. But I've heard good things, so
I mean, they did release the game in, like, 2012.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Obviously, the series is still relevant.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it's something that always will be relevant. I think it's always something that's always around and...
Always want to fight that other dude.
I played that one that came out then. I liked it, but I never... purchased it. I never played it in depth. I think I rented it. I think the last Mortal Kombat game I had was Mortal Kombat Deadly Alliance for GameCube. It was out for PlayStation and everything, but that's like the last one I actually owned. I liked that one. It introduced a lot of characters I had no idea who the fuck they were. This, like, some drunken master type of guy.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about him.
Yeah, I don't know, but I liked that one. I liked some of the story elements in that. What was the guy they introduced in some of the later Mortal Kombat games with the, he's all white and he had, like, the red thing on his face?
I know who you're talking about, but I don't know his name.
It's not Shao Kahn. He's, like, all white and he has, like, a red, like, thing over his eye.
Yeah.
Oh,
Almost looks like, all, like, a... Road Warriors type of thing going on his face.
I don't remember.
I don't know. He's in all those. I kind of like that character. I thought it was cool. But regardless, this movie, like I said, it starts where the other one ends. Shao Kahn comes down, brings all his minions. Who's he got? He's got Ermac. He's got Cyrax. He's got Smoke Robot, Smoke Ninja. He's got Sindel, who is apparently back from the dead. He's got Mortaro, Shiva...
Oh my god.
So many characters. It's like they just had, they just threw like every character into this movie, with the exception of like Stryker and Cabal, I think.
Yeah. No, wait. Who was the other one? Baraka? Is it the.
Baraka was in it. Yeah, he was in it. But yeah, he comes down and he is gonna. Instead of doing the every generation thing like they're supposed to for the tournament, this time there's not gonna be a tournament. He's just is breaking the rules and is taking over. And is apparently going around killing all sorts of people on Earth. We don't get to see any of this. You get to hear about it, but you never get to see a thing. Well, am I right about that?
I don't feel like they even let us know what was happening. It's just like, this is what's going on now.
But didn't they mention the one time in the room, the one guy, Ryan, what didn't they say that the one time? That they were killing people on Earth?
Oh, yeah.
Like, there were the guy was like, who, didn't somebody say it? Because I remember talking to you about it when it happened. Like, the guy said, like, my death toll is this, and mine's this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was briefly gone over that they were going back and forth between Outworld and Earth and killing people or warriors.
Yeah, but
they never clarified
that. Yeah, so what happened to all these people that are just dead and it's on the news? Did everything go back to normal when it ended? And nobody remembered that these creatures from another world decided to, like, take over, and I don't know. It's just very... I don't know. And that's the whole plot of the movie. You don't get a whole lot of other explanation other than they have to stop Shao Kahn. And they go... Shao Kahn kills Johnny Cage, and... Sindel is Kitana's mother, which you learn, so that's another aspect. But then they all run away from them during battle. Well, they go back to Outworld, and they're on Earth. Raiden shows them a way to travel through Earth, around Earth in a fast way as you go in these balls.
It's like a fucking hamster ball in the ground.
Yeah.
Pretty much. And you're standing uncomfortably face-to-face with the other person operating the ball.
Yeah, it reminded me of those things. Those...
Yeah, like the recumbent things, or no?
Yeah, and you like spin.
No, I know what you're talking about. I don't remember what those are called.
The guy's name was Quan Chi.
Quan Chi,
the white guy.
All right.
Oh yeah.
Is that what you've been doing the whole time?
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I was like zoning out.
It was bothering me.
And I knew that was what's happening. He like grabbed his phone the second he asked him who it was.
Yep, that guy. He's pretty awesome. He looks like Kratos almost from God of War.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Why wasn't he in the movie?
I don't think he was around yet.
So, I don't remember. I'm trying to remember what those are called, where you like are in the snow or you're in like that bubble. It's like a hamster thing, but you're in
it. I don't mean the snow.
But you can go down like mountains in this thing.
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
Because some guy like went off of a cliff.
It reminded me of those things you would see them at like theme park or amusement parks, and you would get in and they would just spin you around. You'd be a whole.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
It's like
about.
a gyrotron. Like
lawnmower,
gyrotron, yeah. And blah. Yeah, that's what it looked, that's what it reminded me of. Yeah, they would just. That's how they traveled from place to place in this movie, in giant balls in the core of the earth.
Because that's
a thing. That's a thing, and that makes sense. And
it's perfectly normal temp.
Yeah, I don't. Most of the people in this movie were terrible actors, and some of the ugliest people I've ever seen.
Yeah,
in my life.
They got a rough crew.
They got some ugly people to replace actors or be the new characters.
Seth Jade was a model. In the 90s.
And Katana was, she was good looking, but she was good looking from the other one. Sonya Blade.
Also 10,000 years
Sonya
old.
Blade, huge downgrade.
She wasn't even a natural blonde. I don't understand what happened there. Why they even.
Well, in the first one, you had What's Her Face from Billy Madison.
Yeah, I remember.
And she was fine. And I don't know, she must have been wanting to do something else. Like, sorry.
She could smell the shit stink on this second one, I'm sure.
Why? She probably would have got a fat paycheck. Like, right? Like, why not do it for the paycheck? You're not doing much else in your career.
Yeah,
it's about the art.
Yeah, she's dignified.
It's about the art. All right. That's, I'm sure that's
true. She's
too
busy letting Adam Sandler motorboat her titties.
I think...
Wouldn't you?
For the paycheck? If Adam Sandler came up to you and was like, hey, let me motorboat your titties.
Is it Adam Sandler?
And I'll give you, like... $20 million. You wouldn't say yes?
So like Billy Madison, Adam Sandler?
No, just Adam Sandler.
Adam
just
Sandler.
Adam Sandler, right now.
That doesn't
today.
Answer the question. No, absolutely not.
For
not
$20
today.
Million?
No, I'm afraid I would try to stab him. I don't think I should
let
real Adam Sandler anywhere
for 20,
near
like $20 million. It's not even that much money yeah. like to him. He's just like, sure, here's $20 million. Just let me do this. And you're like, no.
I own Happy Madison.
No. Mm-mm. I just really don't. I can't with
okay,
that.
Okay, it's
guy.
Either that or you have to watch That's My Boy. Not That's My Boy, because that one's funny.
Jack and Jill.
Jack and Jill
and Grown Ups. And Grown Ups 2. All three of them back to back. Or he's just going to motorboat you for like 5 minutes.
And pay you.
He's going to get paid either way, but one of them you have to suffer through like. 3 hours, 3 or 4 hours worth of movies.
Can I just asphyxiate myself?
No, you have to choose one or the other.
I'm
death
not doing
is not
that.
An option.
I'll just watch. I'd rather watch the movies than be anywhere near the actual real
wow,
Adam Sandler.
That's terrible. I'm sure he's a great guy to be around.
I just like
especially
being a
when
bitch.
He's motorboating.
What?
Especially when he's motorboating.
That's
oh,
yeah. the part that's the worst. That's the part that makes it a deal breaker. That's not happening. If I just had to stand by him and talk
he's
to gonna him.
Write you a big fat Happy Madison check that's gonna have like.
What if he just spun a dreidel between your breasts?
No.
And then in the fine print, when you sign whatever contract, says that you have to star in every one of his other pictures. You have to be in them.
If I could go in a time machine and be transported back to when his movies were good, then I would be in them.
His movies
that's
aren't
a,
the greatest, but I did really, like I said before, enjoy That's My Boy. So I'll
we got that.
I'll stand by that.
All right.
I'll stand by that word.
Onward
with Mortal Kombat. I don't know how we started talking about Adam Sandler.
I have no idea.
I have no fucking idea how Adam Sandler got brought up. But there is when the robots fight in this movie, it's unreal. The one they look like complete shit.
Yeah.
They don't even move like robots.
No.
I don't know. The missile, when the missile came out of the one time and Liu Kang jumped out of the way, you could clearly tell it was like the early days of CG and like green screen where they weren't sure where things were going to be
yeah.
exactly.
Like
and they weren't used
them
to
on
working.
A harness off the fucking shot.
Yeah, they weren't used to like reacting to things yet and like the missile basically went through him.
Yeah. That was really great.
It was, and then when Raiden jumped out of the mountain. He jumped out of the mountains.
Yeah. But, and it was, like, so distorted because, like, instead of making it proportionate, he was just, like, a giant coming out of the middle of the mountains that were normal size.
And he had a gloss over him, too. Yeah. So he was completely separate from the background.
And then, like, some of the more... Who was fighting at the end? Just some of the, like, creature type.
Yeah, there were a lot of creatures in this movie. Other than the animalities, which they mentioned, the only good transition was...
Night wolf
from the wolf to person.
Yeah.
That looked legit. It looked good.
It had a rough patch, but then, yeah, it looked better than any fucking other thing.
Everything else, like, why were there random demons and monsters and, like, they look like something out of, like, Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
Like, literally, it could have been in Space Jam, the Monstars. Just running amok in this movie.
And then there
was... It's still the best sports documentary ever.
God. And then there
what,
was...
What, Mortal Kombat Annihilation?
Space Jam.
I know.
A bunch of jokers.
Just cracking the jokes left
and
right.
What was
up
with the little tiny dragons that just flew away out of people?
Oh, well, when certain bad guys would die, they had a tattoo on their shoulder. And when they would die, it would leave them. And the reason was because it had the marking of the Shokan, like, Raiden family. You learn that they're brothers.
Bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, it was this whole weird explanation in the middle of the movie. You had some sort of plot thrown at you in the middle of the movie.
That was never explained.
It was never explained, no.
It was like all the bad people had tattoos of these dragons, and then when they died, they took off.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, did they die? When they died, did they flee their bodies?
Yeah, because when they did, because that would show that they weren't true tattoos and they weren't true family members.
It was just a bunch of farts.
It was just a fake, so they could jump between, that's how they could jump between realms, because they had that tattoo.
That's like the time my mom wouldn't let me drink her soda when I was little, and I asked her, well, why can't I have that? And she said, it's poisonous, but only I can drink it. That's exactly what that explanation was like. Like, why do you have this tattoo everyone else has, but you're not a bad guy, you're fine. He's like, oh, they're not related to my ass. Like, that's pretty much...
It was a family crest. It was a family...
He's making stuff up.
It was a family crest.
It's a bunch of BS.
One character that's in this movie a lot, and he's super annoying, is Jax. He's basically the Tyrese of this movie.
Yeah, he's like...
He has very, like, the token black guy lines... And like, oh no, you didn't do that.
Yeah.
I feel like a microwave. Woo, crazy lines. Silly comic character.
Science oven,
sorry. And it's just, there's just so many dumb, weird things in this movie. Like, it's hard to even almost talk about it because...
The fact that Jax had real hands.
Yes, Jax, Sonya's just, she's been in Mortal Kombat for however long, the tournament, however long that took place for. She comes back to Earth, just knows he's in this lab. She hasn't seen him since she got on the boat.
In the first movie.
She just knows he's in this lab. Goes in, and he's just laying on the table, like, passed out, and he has metal arms.
Bionic, he's getting ready for the war.
How did he know it was happening? Like, this is all just... And then at the end, he goes, this is the craziest week of my life. What? This seems like this was happening all in a day. Did they ever act like any sort of time passed?
No.
Like
the only time I noticed there was any kind of signifier of changing time was when the sky turned fucking purple, and I don't know any reference point of what kind of time of day that is.
But and like and
that
then
was
like
when Outworld crossed over to the real world.
Well, there you go.
So
yeah,
it was one day.
Yeah, it was just one day. I don't know. Maybe it was a week to Jax. I don't know. Maybe he had a lot going on before that day.
Well, he had 6 days of getting his metal arms implanted.
Maybe that's what it was. On the 7th day, he rested.
Yeah, he fought.
Yeah, he fought. He
apparently,
didn't
the most of this movie was an adaptation strictly of Mortal Kombat 3, following a band of warriors as they attempt to save Earth from the evil Shao Kahn. The game's never had that much of a story. Not until later on.
Then what happened, when the other thing that bothered us was, what should I call it, when what's-his-face cut his hair for no reason and came back and killed
us. Oh, yeah, Raiden. He goes to talk to, like, the elder gods, the spirits, and asks them for help, and
they're like, cut your hair.
They won't, and they ask him, like, why does he want to save the humans, and is it worth that much to him, and, like, is it worth his immortality? And then all of a sudden he comes back, and he doesn't have long hair anymore. He is
and his hair's, like, blonde, not white.
He has, like, Wesley Snipes circa Demolition Man going on. And he all of a sudden changed his entire outfit. And the guy, no offense, well, I guess offense to James Remar, he sucked. He was fucking awful as Raiden. Not like Christopher Lambert was, like, the be-all, end-all Raiden, because, I mean, he wasn't even Asian. But he was pretty awesome as the character. It set a tone for that character in the first movie where he was kind of sarcastic and, like, witty comments. And in this one, there was no sarcasm, no, like, witty comments, no, like, funny things. Yeah. Raiden was just, like, the guy who just showed them what to do, and then that was it. Like I feel like they set up a personality for the character in the first movie, and then completely dropped it in the second one. I don't know, maybe because they didn't have the same actor, but they're like, oh, he can't do this, or what, I don't know. It was weird.
What do you think? Oh. I was just asking. Oh, no. Okay.
I was just listening to your interpretation.
What's your interpretation?
Lambert was better. We all know this.
Yes, this is true. There was also some bickering inside the group that was really weird, inside the bad guy group. Shiva and Mortaro had some evil, like... There's some sort of weird little banter going back and forth and fighting, and that was... Shiva was the biggest waste in this movie,
yeah, I feel like, of anybody. Yeah, she shouldn't have been in there at all.
Like, I think they just wanted to capitalize on, oh, people like Goro, so we killed him, so I guess we gotta have Shiva.
I used to love to play Shiva, because she could just fucking sit on your fucking head and push you into the ground, and she was gigantic. And this one, like, I don't know. Well, she moved around very awkwardly. I picture Shiva to be like, whoa.
They didn't make her very large how they made Goro. It looked like somebody on stilts or something like that.
Yeah.
And his was more of a makeup, as opposed to this was makeup and then CG arms.
And eyebrows.
Her eyebrows were CG'd?
They were just bushy.
Oh. What does that have to do with anything but CG?
Nothing.
You think they CG'd bushy eyebrows on her? Her eyebrows weren't bushy enough for an Indian woman? Mm-hmm. At least she was Indian. Like, they could have just cast, like, whoever.
She was just
And
terrible.
They went, like, the literal route.
They ended up
smooshing. Like they did with Raiden.
Yeah, they went the literal route with Raiden.
In the end, they smooshed her like a spider.
Yeah, she died. Like, she just was like, I'm gonna get you, death.
Yeah.
It was like her moment... was just there and
she
it
never
was gone.
Had a good moment.
It was right after who else died?
Baraka.
Yeah.
After he fell in the fire pit with everybody else.
And we mentioned how anticlimactic it was, and then she shows up and dies immediately.
Yeah, and they just turn around, they're like, oh.
One after another.
They don't even show her getting killed. They just imply that it fell on her, and then the other people that killed her were like, whatever.
And she never showed up again in the movie, so let's assume she's dead.
Yeah, she's
who
dead.
Who else fell in the fire?
Rain fell in the fire.
It was just like, here you are, go get thrown in the fire. And
Melina died in that one fight. That was a waste of a character. Like, she just popped up and died.
The mud fight?
Yeah, she never did anything to what her character actually did. I think the most action was probably the Cyrax fight or the fight scene with Liu Kang and
Sub-Zero
and Scorpion
realistic.
And all of them. Yeah, if you want to say anything when this movie was realistic. I guess that could be the one.
That's true.
I don't really know.
The last one was rough.
When Melina died... That dragon flew out, and then all of a sudden, that demon turned into something behind Sonya Blade.
Big, huge...
And it looked so cartoony.
Jax fisted its ass.
Yeah, Jax just came up and beat the shit out of it, and it was done. It was like, what the fuck is going on in this movie?
They didn't say what that thing was. It looked like a big old gremlin or something. I don't know what was happening.
Yeah, it looked like a shitty CGI.
Like the bad gremlin.
The CG in this reminds me of the CG they tried to use, because it was very early on. Only. People really using it was like maybe like Jurassic Park had done it and done it pretty well, but they mean they're using ILM. It's different things going on, but Power Rangers the movie at the end, the Zords are all CG'd. They went from the way they were practical in the show, and they tried to do CG, and it looks like how this looked at the end. It's just shit.
Yeah,
it just looks like complete.
It just looked like a normal movie, and then, like, your 8-year-old cousin Barry, like, brought his Tyrannosaurus Rex doll in and, like, shot for shot, and just some claymation real rough.
Yeah, I was so confused by some of the ninjas, as in, like, Scorpion and all of them, because sometimes there were so many of them on screen, and then I was like, wait, this person now is a ninja? Like, Smoke, he's a ninja now? Oh, wait, is this Ermac? Okay, Rain, okay, oh, well, he's dead now. And it was just like, they somehow just kept popping up, and in other forms, and yeah, I don't know, it was weird.
It was just like a bunch of, yeah, like a grab bag of just people they were throwing at you.
Yeah.
From the game. That's really, I think they just thought, like, kids watch it. Whatever, you know who this guy is.
One of the, one of the weirder deaths was had to have been Jade.
What
happened to her? Shokan was just holding her up for failing. He was so angry because everybody just, this is one thing, it was probably one of the more, like, literal bad guy moments. A lot of times in movies, they always, like, want to kill the bad guys and try to kill them and try to kill them. And all his lackeys just kept purposely leaving these people alive. They would always come back to him and be like, oh, well, yeah. I left him alive because blah, 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 blah. And they'd be like, what? Like, why does that make any sense? And then he'd be pissed and kill him.
Yeah.
So, like, that kind of made sense. Are you dying?
That didn't, yeah. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought maybe you were dying.
No, I just got the sneezes.
Oh, I thought maybe you were dying because of this movie. It would make sense. He's allergic. It would have made sense.
I've never felt so alive.
No.
I feel so alive. No.
For the very first time.
For the very first time. P.O.D. Yeah, Jade, she died. She got eaten by that demon. Another cartoon demon popped out of the wall.
Oh, yeah, the big one.
Yeah.
With the knife. Teeth and,
yeah, and
ate her.
That was just like, and then at the one point, I know we're just jumping around because this is how this movie was.
Yeah, like, there's no point.
We're really
it's
just
like you're like,
it's a jumble. Our discussion is because this is how this movie was. It was just a mess.
It's like if you're sitting around and playing the game, just going through like, I want to do this on this bridge of ice. It's gonna fall apart and whatever.
And
like,
all of a sudden, at one point in Outworld, the Eiffel Tower is emerging.
Yeah,
from the
that
ground.
Doesn't make sense. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I was very confused by that. It was very, very weird. And it all culminates at the end with this final showdown. Everyone's mean mugging for like a minute straight.
Close up
on
everybody.
It's all the close ups one after another of who's going to fight who.
Yeah.
So it's like Jax and Mortaro,
Sonya
and Ermac, Katana, Sindel. Liu Kang, Shao Kahn.
Clenched jawline.
And they all fight, and Jax at one point gets one of his robot arms ripped off. And, okay, so I thought maybe he just had robot arms, but we saw that he had fingers, like human fingers. Oh, well, his arm gets ripped off. He just had robotic, like, metal arms over his regular arms. And then he decides, oh, I didn't need these in the first place. I'm going to take the other one off.
Yeah, like,
and just
strong
beat
enough.
The fuck. What even happened to Mortaro? Did he defeat him?
Strong
or he
pro.
Just, like, punched him and ran over to help Sonya?
He punched him.
He punched him in the head
Mortaro
and he fell over.
Fell on the ground, and that was the last we saw of him.
He just, like, fell
so
over and died.
Every fight and every death, well, except for the robots because they blew up, were so anticlimactic.
Yeah, they just fell over and died.
Everybody just was like, oh,
you don't
dude,
even really
boom.
Know that he died. He just did fall over.
And same thing with Ermac. He just got punched. Or she broke his neck. So I guess that had something of substance.
Yeah.
And Katana and Sindel, they just kind of capture her and hold her down. And Liu Kang fights Shao Kahn. It's just absolutely a ridiculous fight. And then they turn into dragons.
Yeah, like
one is like a three-headed King Ghidorah style dragon. Liu Kang is just a upright walking ridiculous dragon, and it's the worst. It's like CG.
It's
you
like terrible,
tell.
But then also the three-headed dragon still grossed me out. It looked like anal prolapse or something. It was really graphic looking, but the fight itself was awful. That was awful.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. And I mean, I understand early days of CGI, whatever. It was fucking, it looked like a worse than a PlayStation 1 video game. It looked like 3DO, I don't know, Sega Saturn
looked
Nights.
Like when I used to try to play The Sims and I didn't have a good enough video card.
Yeah, I don't know.
The movie was laggy.
It was very laggy. And then there's the spirits come down and they stop Shokan's dad, who was this guy that we didn't know who he was the entire time until the end.
Yeah, just some
And
He ended up being Emperor Palpatine.
He's like, yeah, and he's kind of behind it all, and they stop him, and they tell him that the Mortal Kombat, this needs to happen in Mortal Kombat. So Liu Kang fights Shao Kahn, beats him. His dad folds up into blocks.
Oh, yeah, he, like, for no reason turns into a bunch of boxes.
I have no idea why that happened. And then Shao Kahn loses. All is well. The world goes back. They show the world going back to normal.
Yeah. They show the Twin Towers.
Flash of the Twin Towers.
Chilling.
This movie was ahead of its time. The Taliban made this movie.
That's probably what it was, just a rough training video.
Yeah, and then Raiden comes back alive at the end, but then he's a spirit god thing.
Yeah. Then the end is just very like, okay, we did it. And it's not even like the end, it's just like, meh. And then it's over.
Yeah. This movie, it started like it ended, it's just a mess. And then it ended like a mess, and the whole movie was just a mess. Like, I can't believe this movie made as much money as it did. I just off the heels of the first one, really. That's it. Apparently, Shiva was meant to play a larger role in the film, even to the point of early scripts having a two-on-one fight versus her, of her versus Liu Kang and Raiden. However, budget limitations meant it would be too expensive to have such a long fight scene involving her due to the prosthetics and CGI needed to portray the character.
Her arms are too expensive.
Thusly, her role was cut down to a few brief scenes and lines, and her fight scene was hastily changed to her death scene.
So, it costs too much to have you. Let's crush you with this cage.
Okay, yep. This is the part where you fight. What? Oh, no, this is the part where you die. We don't have enough money.
Apparently, Ray Park was Raiden's stunt double. Ray Park played Darth Maul in episode 1 of the Star Wars movies. Tony Jaa was the stunt double for Robin Shao, who played Liu Kang.
Oh.
Yeah, Tony Jaa. Who knew he was part of this movie? The guy who played Mortaro and the guy who played Jax were former American Gladiators.
Oh my gosh.
Laser.
Wasn't Jax an American Gladiator name? Like, I feel like there was an American Gladiator legit.
Laser. Lightning. Jax. I don't know. It was just, I don't know. This movie was just, it was just a mess. Apparently, Quan Chi, the man you mentioned, was going to appear in the climax of the film, but his scenes were cut from the final print. He still appears in some posters and international versions of the movie on Laserdisc and DVD.
Wow.
I've actually seen those scenes, I feel like. I feel like I've seen those cut scenes of Quan Chi in the movie. So they were going to have, like, an ending similar to the first one, where, but he shows up like how Shao Kahn showed up at the end of the first one.
Hmm.
Oh, that guy was not the same Johnny Cage. He turned it down after reading this script.
No.
Oh, I died in the first 5 minutes? No, thank you.
Yeah, we're sorry. Yeah. So, just, and yeah, Paul W.S. Anderson did not return to direct as he directed the first one. He chose to work on Event Horizon instead.
Oh. I enjoyed that movie.
I didn't know Paul W.S. Anderson did that. It's the only good movie he did in his entire fucking career, right? Right, like, Event Horizon? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow, he directed it. Wow, that's unreal. He did Soldier with Kurt Russell. Then he went on to just do crap. All the Resident Evils, Alien vs. Predator. He has that new Pompeii movie coming out. Can't wait for that.
I liked Alien vs. Predator.
You're the only person.
Something like, with Adrian Brody.
No, that's Predators.
That's Predators. Alien vs. Predator... They both sucked. Alien vs. Predator and Alien vs. Predator Requiem or whatever. They both were
fucking
terrible.
That was horrible, yeah.
They're awful. They, like, you had such... You could have done something awesome and then you just didn't do anything. Yeah, I don't know. Apparently it said that Cabal and somebody else were in this movie, but I haven't seen them. Maybe they're just in the background or something. I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? The guy who played Scorpion in the original couldn't do it because he was committed to doing stunt work in Batman and Robin.
Oh. It's like, I don't even want to be in
Chill
the
out.
Movie
well,
for
I
a
mean,
while.
Like,
just want
as
to
much as
this
movie was a mess, some people thoroughly loved it. This guy on IMDb, many people complain that this is a bad, worst ever. That's all it says. And then, and such things. But it's maybe because they haven't played the game. And for them, the budget is too low.
I think that's
but all
of
this is damn the real thing that the movie is perfect in adaptation. Almost all players have appeared in the movie, their movements, and even their special abilities. Smoke launches rockets with the same movement as in the game. Jax returns, but now has metal arms! Exclamation point in parentheses. Cyrax launches acid web. Sub-Zero freezes. Yeah, I know, the budget's not too big. 40 millions.
This is written by Jeffrey for his third grade class.
But that's not the point. The point that the director tried to transcribe the game universe on the screen and did it successful. There are a lot of encounters, special effects, cool techno music, and all this makes it very interesting Mortal Kombat Annihilation movie. I like the game and I admire the low budget movies with their cheap effects. But if you don't, simply don't watch it. Play the first MK Games series and then compare the movie. So either a foreign person wrote this or a little kid.
Yeah.
In 2007.
What a good little guy.
I like this one. I feel like Dennis wrote this other one. Or a friend of ours. I don't know. I shouldn't just mention Dennis on the podcast.
Whatever. How dare you?
People just... Well, who the fuck
Who's Dennis?
Who are they talking about? A friend of ours who enjoys a lot of ridiculously bad movies. I really enjoyed the first Mortal Kombat film. When I heard they were making a sequel, I couldn't wait for it to come out, and I wasn't disappointed by the movie. I was hooked from the start. from and on the edge of my seat. I remember at times says... Oh, he didn't write this, because this is terrible grammar as well. I remember at times says, excellent, and finish him, and flawless victory. The action fight scenes sequences were very good, if not amazing at times. I do admit that I was sad to see some cast changes in this film, but James did a good job as Raiden, especially in the fight scenes. I don't think this person understands that actors don't usually do their own fight scenes. I don't think Christopher Lambert had the martial arts skills needed, and James had to pull Raiden off in this film. Uh-huh. Sandra Hess did a pretty good job as Sonya, but I even agree Bridget was better in the role. In fact, the only thing that disappointed me was the death of Johnny Cage at the start of the film. Rumor has it that this character will be brought back to life in Mortal Kombat 3, if they ever make it, that is. What I really found to be amazing was the animality sequences of the film. Truly incredible. Unfortunately, most people try and judge with a capital J. I don't know why in the middle of the sentence.
It's a proper name.
Against Mortal Kombat 1, and you just can't do it. An example of this is Grease and Grease 2. You can't judge these films together,
sir.
As
you
they both different, and yet both very good films.
Oh no.
This person is a fan of Mortal Kombat 1 and 2 and Grease 1 and 2, respectively.
Believe me, I can call it a comparison. Grease.
I never judge a sequel by its predecessor. I judge this film as a standalone film. It literally takes place seconds. Like, not even. It just takes place. Exactly.
I need a wedge in here that Grease 2 is awful.
It does stand alone very well, just as Grease 2 stands alone very well.
No, it does not!
That's literally what it says.
I respectfully disagree.
Grease 2 is like Godsmack. It stands alone.
No, I thought the Godsmack was done.
It's never over.
It's never... 10 out of 10 for me, and I really hope they make MK3. That was in 2007.
Oh, no.
Like, is this person just getting on the boat here? They just saw it? I don't know. They're from Australia. Still no excuse for the bad... Oh, the first person?
Oh, no.
They're from the Ukraine.
Oh.
The Ukraine.
That explains it.
Ukraine.
I'm not going to say anything else.
They're Ukrainian. So, there we go. There's so many amazing reviews. We obviously can't read them all, but they're just all absolutely ridiculous. I don't know. I don't really have much else to say about this movie.
I'm done.
There's not much else to say.
Do you have anything else?
No. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. You enjoyed this movie? What did you enjoy? Is that why you didn't say much? Because you were just not having fun listening to us rip on it?
I mean, it was terrible, but
I don't
feel like I wasted my time watching.
I don't feel like I wasted my time, because I mean, we did it for the podcast, and it was funny, and we had some laughs, But as far as watching it, I would never watch this by itself. I just would never sit down and watch this movie. The first one I would sit down and watch over and over again.
Yeah. I have seen that one numerous times.
This one I can't say that I would even want to own. I don't... Just a bunch of blah. Well, next week, I chose Rad a few weeks ago, and Ryan this week chose Mortal Kombat Annihilation. Gina has requested we watch the 2007 horror film Shrooms. A hallucinogenic trip goes bad when a group of college kids on holiday in Ireland munch on some magic mushrooms and become plagued by nightmarish visions of death. But are they really stalked by and killed, or is it drug-induced paranoia? Is there somebody behind me?
Yeah, you're being stalked and killed.
Oh, we have a special guest.
Or maybe you're on shrooms.
A special guest in the battle lounge.
In his house.
I need to also make a disclaimer that I know nothing about this movie. I just wanted to watch it.
Oh, well, that's what we're watching.
It sounds hilarious.
Shrooms. It does sound hilarious.
Could you imagine if you're tripping on shrooms and then you're like, am I dying? I don't know if I'm dying.
Special background guest, have you ever seen the movie Shrooms from 2007?
It's in my Netflix queue.
Is it really?
No.
Well, it's about to be.
You have my password?
Yeah. No.
What?
You hacked into my Netflix account?
Yeah.
Is that a data breach?
What were your special guest in the background? What were your thoughts on Mortal Kombat Annihilation?
It ruled the end.
Thank you.
It ruled the end.
Right, there just like go. Everyone's lives after they saw it. They ended.
They ended.
Because you peaked, so why continue?
Why continue? I don't know. That's how I felt after we watched the movie. I was like, why should I continue living after I saw this masterpiece?
You're still living, Corey.
Unfortunately.
You can change that.
I can change it. And I tried to with this movie, but it didn't work out. So, next week we are watching Shrooms per request.
Why is the DVD like a skull?
Because it's like a moon, but then there's like shrooms making the skull.
Like so trippy, dude.
Shroon.
Yeah, the shrooms are making the skull. Right, I just remember when toxins. I saw the trailer, it made me die laughing. I might have been stoned, but it was funny. I don't know.
The average rating on Netflix is 3.1.
Yeah, I'm sure it's really great. I'm not picking it because I think it's going
to
be good.
Doesn't Netflix only go up to 3 stars? Isn't that a good review?
Probably.
3.1 stars? That's huge, man.
Damn, it exceeded expectations.
By 1.1.
Whoa.
Oh, dude.
Wow.
You got some shit going off right now.
But, Shrooms 2007, it's on Netflix. We haven't done a movie on Netflix in a while, so it's a lot easier for everybody to access as opposed to some of the movies we've watched as of late. So, check out Shrooms from 2007, or if you've seen it, let us know what you thought. And let us know what you thought of Mortal Kombat Annihilation, because I remember being disappointed as a child and equally disappointed. There's a reason the tagline for this movie was "Destroy all expectations." Literally, it's on the fucking poster.
Yeah, the guys who created Mortal Kombat went to my school, so they had like all different kinds of Mortal Kombat posters hanging on the walls and stuff in some hallways. That was one of them. I couldn't stop laughing. It was great.
So There we go. Mortal Kombat was an interesting time. So 4B Movie Breakdown. I'm Corey.
I'm Gina.
I'm Ryan.
And touch boobs.
Touch boobs.
It's the best of the worst. B-movie break.